Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about being thankful. You know, it's Thanksgiving.
Tomorrow.
And every time Jill and I sit down, Jill and I sit down once a week to do these titles, to do the titles of the Land Academy Show and the House Academy Show. And this, our source of inspiration and content is from the customer service inquiries that we take for all of our companies, Parcelfact, offers to owners, all of them. And we look at, they get ranked by our customer service people, you know, by frequency. And I'll tell you what, it's shocking to me every time I look at the list at how little real estate, buying and selling a piece of real estate is addressed in there. That's not what people ask us how to do. We cover that in our education material, and man, God knows we cover it on the show or these shows. What the things that keep coming up that reoccurringly shock me, and I shouldn't be surprised about this anymore, are things like, how do I do this part-time? What do I do if I only have X amount of money? Or I can't get my spouse aboard. Or there's all things like that, which, you know, are real valid life concerns. We all have them regardless of what we choose to do. So Jill and I wanted to do a show, especially before Thanksgiving here, called Being Thankful and what we're thankful about and how we work together and how we've, you know, I'd like to think that we've worked most or all of these things out by now at our age and our careers.
We've been there too.
Exactly.
We understand. We've been there too. And getting once you figure those things out and get through it all and finding a place that you are thankful for, which we're going to talk about our things specifically, it's such a good place and it's such a good feeling, and then it makes it all worthwhile. What?
I just ate a bunch of Cheez-Its, so they're all over me.
No. No, that I did.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
You just made me think of something funny before, though. We should do like a thankful.
I'm thankful for Fritos.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm thankful for vodka.
Do it right now.
All right. Okay. Here's our quick little. I'm thankful for vodka.
I am too.
I'm thankful for vodka and the low calorie, the low caloric intake it affords me.
I'm thankful for not having children that are just really high maintenance.
Exactly. I'm thankful for...
Is this the show? This isn't the show.
Not nice people who self-select to not be my friends.
There's a story there. Before we get into this, because this is part of the thing, let's take a question.
Sorry. That was way more fun.
We'll get to it in a second.
Okay. Chuck asks, yesterday on the live Facebook session with Stephen and Jill, an idea was floated that seemed really good to me. Jill suggested downloading a list of zip codes that are zoned for mobile homes. Has anyone done this? I imagine that it would be different for every town, city, or county. I'm trying to avoid dealing with municipalities if possible. Thanks.
Chuck, your instinct is totally correct. It is a great idea. In every municipality, not municipality, but in certainly every county, and just about every municipality, there's a plan, a master plan. And it almost always, if not always, well, let's just say almost always, because there's probably not mobile homes in Manhattan. But almost always.
I bet it's zoned for it, though.
Yeah.
I bet there are areas that this is good.
Almost always a place for both mobile home parks and then mobile homes that can be put on dirt, on real estate, on APN-driven dirt, you know, property you can own, not rent, versus a park. So here's a cheater fact. The vast majority of property that's zoned for agriculture is a mobile home acceptable. So it's always eluded me in my whole career that you can't go in and ask for this. I'd like to have all the properties that are zoned for mobile, please. Oh, no, that doesn't exist. But if you go in and ask, oh, I'd like to have all the properties in the whole area that are zoned for single-family residential, they say, oh, here it is. We've got it. Mm-hmm. How about industrial? Yep, no problem. How about cemetery? Sure, no problem. How about hospital? Yep. Schools? Yep. Mobile homes have been, and for the rest of our careers, will always be this elusive thing that gets shoved over to the side. that nobody wants to talk about because, you know, and I think it's left over from the 50s and 60s when they were ugly. They're not ugly anymore. They're actually amazing. And all this stuff right now about affordable housing, the most affordable housing there is ever is mobile homes.
When you talk mobile homes too, think about the whole tiny house movement. Technically, those are mobile homes.
Yeah. So is an RV.
What about these storage container homes? These are all different.
Exactly.
Not site built, traditional. They're picked up and put there, kind of a residence. And you're right. And I like the question because I was thinking, I was just kind of backing into, has anyone done this? Yes, we have and still do. And the best way that. Then this is on your side of the sheets. Let me give the Jill. Here's how Jill thinks it really goes, and then you can tell me, Stephen. No, this is how it really goes.
All right.
So here's what I envision you do, because your acquisitions, I'm sales, is really on your side of the sheet to get these offers out there. So I envision it's a process of really looking for the zoning in the once you've already picked the area, you know what the prices work, you've got all that figured out. Days on market are great. You're way past that. Now you're ready to go, okay, and do the mailer, and you just need to figure out the zoning. I would imagine you're going in and downloading the zoning, you know, criteria for that area, which is very easy to Google on most counties and get that list, and what tells you what R1 is and what C2 is. And you're looking it up and seeing, the zoning, and if you want to even take it a step further, that would allow mobiles for exactly what you want to do, so you can send offers to that zoning. If you want to take it a step further, you might even look at minimum lot size, if there are any, to make sure you scrub that out as well and go from there. Am I on the right path?
Well, you're dead on the right path.
Okay.
If you were going to do this in a very, very urban place, but urban and mobile, and here's why, because all those data, all that perfect data that you're talking about, mm-hmm. is very difficult to come by in a rural area.
Sure.
It's really like if you want to find mobile homes are appropriate in Los Angeles because the data set's so great, you can do what she just said, but it's going to lead to a dead end. Here's how I would do it, and I'm not criticizing you. I'm really not.
That's great,
because that's actually how we buy apartments.
That's exactly how
that's
you
how
fail.
That's how we buy houses. That's how we buy certain like industrial land and all that. But mobiles are elusive. They're not zoning driven. There's not mobile home zoning.
Correct.
So this is what you really do, and this is how we do it successfully. We go on realtor.com and we start horsing around. And I do this on Saturday when no one's around, where Jill, when she's shopping or the kids are doing whatever, and it's just me. And I spend 2 or 3 hours looking at where mobile homes that have dirt that are attached to the mobile home and for sale with the property are located, where they're for sale. And invariably, I don't care how urban or rural you are, you're going to find clusters of them. And so where you find other mobile homes that have dirt under them, that are, it's all one big fee simple ownership, that's where you want to buy property. And you check the zoning for those properties.
And just copy.
I'm telling you right now, the vast majority of the time, unless you're in a real urban area, it's agriculture. And so that doesn't mean you can buy a piece of agricultural land and put a mobile home on there. Logic would say you would call a county and say, you know, I'm thinking about buying this piece of property. That there's two mobile homes on either side of it. I'm going to put a mobile home there. Is that okay? Well, no, you know, I'm not sure. If there are two houses, SFRs, and then the middle of it, and you called, they say, yeah, sure, put a house in there. You got to find somebody. Here in the bitter end, if you're asking this question, Chuck, find somebody in our group. There's a lot of them who do this for a living. They're all solely in our group to buy land to put mobile homes on and ask them these questions. That's who we've aligned ourselves with. That's one of the benefits of being in this group. They'll tell you. You know, you can say, I want to put mobile homes in the state of Virginia or something like that. They'll say some version of XYZ County is great for that. You can need agriculture. You know, we all want inside information like that. The people in our group have it. It's a long road, but it's very, very worth it. What am I going to?
Today's topic.
You can just cut me off, Jill, if you want.
I'm sorry.
You know, go ahead.
I thought you were at the ending, and I was saying, that's good. Today's topic: being thankful.
This is the meat of the show. What snack, what junk foods are you thankful for? Let's start there.
Oh, used to be Funyuns.
Wow, that's awful.
Isn't that funny? I know. That was a long time ago. That was my car trip du jour snack. Now I like Pirate's Booty and don't eat that much, but I really like it.
No one knows what's in either one of those.
Exactly. Pirate's Booty might as well be Funyuns.
Yeah, it's just in a different shape.
It's Pirate's Booty is Trader Joe's Funyuns. That's all it is. What about you?
I'm not a big junk food fan.
Okay, what's something that you love to eat that you shouldn't eat?
Spaghetti. Okay. And lasagna and all that stuff. All that processed carbohydrates, which is terrible for you.
Okay, what thing that you do that is not earth-friendly?
Earth-friendly?
Yeah, like the opposite of recycling. Like opposite of picking up trash on the beach, what's activity that you like to do that you just that you're thankful that you get to do it?
Most of my guilty pleasure free time activities involve gunpowder and motor oil, or fish murder.
There we go. All right, you want to ask me one?
Yeah, go ahead. How about maybe we should get to the actual topic?
Okay.
All kidding aside, I am very thankful for, and I think we self-manufactured this, you know, and if you're watching this or listening to this, please put yourself in our shoes, because you really are in our shoes. Opportunity. This whole group and everything that we've created here, and this household and the whole environment that we've created, just reeks of opportunities. Opportunity is our middle name. Time and creating time for ourselves. We get a lot of stuff done on any given day and any given week, but I'm very, very thankful for the amount of time, free time that it's afforded me. And it's stress-free free time. Like when I'm done, I'm done.
That's one of your, what is your list of thankful? How many items?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Wow.
That was number 2, but I'm going fast.
Oh, I didn't. Okay, so what was the first one?
I am thankful. Opportunity.
Okay.
Time.
Cool.
I'm very, very thankful for the experience and the commitment that you have brought to this. I don't want to make this all sappy, but I probably don't tell you enough.
Thank you.
I really, really am thankful. All it does is add to this whole, add to my life, whatever, professionally and socially.
Thank you.
Same thing with my next one, support. Like, I couldn't be with a more supportive business partner and social partner. This is a little bit strange. Well, I'm gonna add flexibility to that. You're the most flexible person I've ever met, you know, and everybody's shaking their head when they're listening to this, thinking about who they're married to. Like, yeah, he's not flexible at all.
Thank you.
Both of us have, I think, a very wide margin for failure. Like, if we fail at something, I don't know if it's small as breaking a glass in the kitchen or screwing up a $22 million real estate deal. At some point, we both laugh about it. It might not be at that moment, but failing isn't like this thing that you and I have that just becomes this downward spiral. It really, truly becomes a learning experience and a source of humor.
Never sinks the ship.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And then finally, and this one's a little bit offbeat, is structure. I'm very fortunate because I can create the structure for my time and how I get stuff done. And if you've ever had an employer, you're probably sitting around saying, man, if I could create how I structure all this, I think it would be a lot more successful than it really is. That's my list.
I love it. I have 3. One is... I am very thankful for being surrounded by incredible family and friends and staff and members. I want to include them too. We have directly and indirectly fostered this environment of people who think like us, who are supportive. We help each other. Like these questions, like you just even said about Chuck, go ask somebody in our community. You know what? They'll answer. They'll help you. Yeah. We help them.
Freely answer.
They help that person. That person helps that person. I mean, it's like, it really is an upward spiral of everybody rising up together.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. And I'm very thankful for that. Number two, I am very thankful because in my life, already at my age, I have surpassed my dreams of where I thought I would live and the lifestyle that I would have.
Jill, that's wonderful.
Thank you.
So that's just, like, there's no greater compliment you can give a man than that.
Thank you. Well, and my PS is too, and feeling of security.
That's so wonderful.
Thank you. And then my third thing is, I'm like trying not to cry here.
Me too, actually.
I get to wake up every day next to my best friend. And I know that no matter what, you always have my back. You might not like it. I might have a crazy idea. You might not agree with how I'm doing it. But you will say, all right, I support you. Here we go.
It's
and
true.
I hope that you feel that for me.
Cause I totally do.
Good. I know you do. So thank you. That's my list.
Chill. It's, there's no better way to end a show than that. Happy you could join us today. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you can find us on the Land Academy show. Each Tuesday and Thursday, we're on the House Academy show. Tomorrow, the episode on the House Academy show is how to present a realistic cash offer and move on.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
You okay?
Yeah. That was fun.
I knew that was going to be like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you can't sit around, I'm thankful for Datatree. I mean, you could. I actually am thankful for Datatree.
That would be funny. I'm thankful for the IRS not catching my accidental restaurant things I threw in recently. Just kidding. I don't know.
And I love the current decisions that this administration is making.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
And all my in-laws were fantastic this year.
Yeah, your in-laws?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's so good. I'm thankful for the rising fuel prices because I know that's helping some people.
It's helping Russia or something?
It's not us, but it's helping somebody else.
And that global warming business, I'm so thankful for that.
There's a lot of companies that are benefiting from that. I'm thankful for the plastic straw ban because I know there's so many more turtles not running around with a straw in their nose. It's good.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. The Land Academy show remains commercial free for you, our loyal listener. So wherever you're watching or wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.